May the fourth be with you and also with you. This is the perfect pour.
Like any good Jedi Catholic would say, welcome to the perfect pour. It's so about having fun with the beers. I'm Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy, trying my hardest to not put out like a humming theme. I almost started humming the Jurassic Park theme. I'm like, wait, that's Jurassic Park. I was like,
yeah, no.
That would have been appropriate. And also irritated tons of listeners.
I know, but yes,
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth be with you. With?
Young Jedi Padawan. We're going to be hanging out talking about the beers. We're drinking beers.
It's the power of love.
He's going to start Robert Zemeckis movies, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, and the beers we've been drinking, the beers we're looking out for. We're going to drink beers, and listeners are going to call us. We're going to talk about some culture before the show. Yeah, I did a little tailgate, and I had a beer donated to us by Hoppy Libations, who came through town. Skyway Hazy Double IPA from Green Bench Brewing Company out of St. Petersburg, Florida. That panhandle.
Hell yeah.
Panhandle beer. It was quite good. I had it all. Had all the doubling. They ate two. Now I'm ready to open a new one. What you got, Nick?
I am drinking Viva El Vocchio, a Mexican-style amber lager. From Redbus. This is a Wazoo Door Nation. I think it's Redbus is out of Folsom Prison.
I killed a man there once.
I'm drinking Sierra Nevada, which apparently, according to the can, has the purest ingredients.
Ooh.
Yeah. Old Chico Crystal Wheat, which was a door beer at CBC. So thank you. Thank you, B Rounds and Great Beer Man / X Beer Man of Central Coast fame for that. Nice. And you guys will get yours next week. I apologize.
Door beers.
Oh, that's industry beer. Wow.
Indie beer. Yeah.
That's what the kids are drinking. Wait, is this the week we find out what our future holds?
Yeah, dun, you guys dun, are dun, really
2025. Oh, here in a moment, we will know what 2025 has in store for us.
I love gold.
Slice.
Open up a slice beer donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. It is Camp Fog Lake. It's obviously a foggy IPA with Ruaca Cryo, Ruaca, and Citra. I don't know that I've had a double or Ruaca heavy beer.
Fog Lake sounds like a place where you get your taste buds murdered.
Yeah, it is kind of a
I used to have taste buds.
A little bit of Friday the 13th referencing here.
Welcome to Fog Lake. Get your taste buds murdered.
Fog Lake.
So hazy, you'll never see it coming.
Man, movie trailers are not cool anymore, are they?
No,
they're really not. People don't watch movies anymore.
Yeah,
really, the movie industry is kind of failing, isn't it? Should we ask our folks to the north? We've got some friends in the movie theater.
We'd rather watch 10 one-hour episodes in a row on Netflix.
I know. I always have good intentions. Like, I have several gift cards that could get me into several movies. Literally, like, I'm looking at them right now in my office, actually.
Well, we're in a down period because of the strike. There's, like, not a whole lot going on movie-wise. But we'll pick it back up.
But that's been over for a while, hasn't it?
Well, it takes a while to the movies to get... It takes, like, a year for a movie to get...
But Dune 2 came out.
Well, they already took care of that shit.
It was like,
Dune was written in the 70s and shit, man.
Oh, yeah, do you like Sting Dune?
Yeah. Sting Dune or no Dune? I want a pretty boy, little boy, what's his name?
Who knows? He's probably not having tantric sex like Sting is for days on end.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, you never read that?
Oh, yeah. We all know.
We all know about Sting's sex scene.
Trust me, I know. I hear it all the time. You're no Sting. I'm like, well, I do the best I can. What are you going to do?
Your lady's like, I want you to love me for 45 minutes. And you're like, I'm going to love you for 4 to 5 minutes.
4 to 5.
Right. That's 4 to 5.
You said 4 to 5 minutes, right? I could do that.
Oh, this could have been a Valentine's Day episode.
Damn it. Rewind.
Well, save it for 2025. I'm more anticipating what Rad Stacey knows about beer in 2025, but I want Nick, do you have something for
I've
us?
I've got a couple of things. That
I'll contribute something.
All right, Nick. Blow your mind. Come on, I know. Nick
our stocks will be leaving
coming,
our feet.
Coming off of a lot of Volkswagening this week, so... And, you know, we had company in town last week, a lot of stuff's been going on, so we're just
What's the next new thing in... Volkswagens.
Yeah, what's a hot thing for 2025 and V-dubs?
Yeah, what's the next big thing? Let's see.
Touaregs. Everyone's going to have a Touareg.
More wagons.
More wagons.
More wagon-shaped wagons.
More recalls.
Yeah, more recalls. I hear the electric bus is finally dead.
Oh, they're finally just like, never mind.
Yeah,
was it ever alive?
They tried really hard. They dangled that carrot for at least 4 years, maybe 5. And then they finally said, nah,
it's for the best.
You don't deserve it. So my guess will be they will make the Beetle electric. The next variant, Beetle variant, will be electric.
I loved my diesel stick shift Uberwagen. That was like one of my favorite cars ever.
Diesel stick shift. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Superwagen. It was blue. It was great. It had so many recalls.
So many recalls.
So ridiculous, but I loved it.
When we had the Jetta, it was just like the Jetta like performed at like I never had it. We never had a problem with it. Never like had to bring it in for something, but it constantly had recall. Like there was always like 5 different recalls of like you got to bring this in for this thing. And I'm like, that's all right. I don't care about the seat. The seat doesn't latch properly or some bullshit. I'm like, right.
The guy was always telling me, he was like, hey, he's like, they're just covering their ass because of the whole like emissions thing. And I'm like, well, okay. I mean, it never costed me anything. I would just take it in and they would look at it for 5 minutes and be like, all right, you're all set.
You're like, I'm sure you did something.
I'm sure. They plugged something into the computer. Said
cleared it. Cleared the software thing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's fine.
But I got to just leave it with us for like an hour.
You'll never know.
I'll stand by it and like just kind of hang out and look like I'm doing something. Then you can. Nick, what were you saying?
I don't know. You want to talk about Volkswagen some more? Let's see. What did I notice? Nothing. They're all the same.
Say, were you going around the spring fling going with your arms folded going same,
yeah,
same.
Oh, you got a red one? There's that guy's got a red one too.
Sam, it's our red one over there.
I was told that you seem real into Volkswagen car shows.
That's a buzz.
You seem very like passionate.
Have to be when you put the biggest one in the valley on.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yes, I'm into it.
Well, you were pegged as the big shot because you were having people sign paperwork. And that's a sign of being in the show.
Oh, so, is that
that's good?
Because I grueled them on health department. Right.
You have to sign here that you understand to not give people salmonella.
Dot this T, cross that I.
Dot these lowercase J's.
Don't forget the lowercase J's. Yes, I had to deal with the logistics of the county for them.
Bureaucracy.
And then Mr. J was like, how do I get my permanent permit? And I'm like, whoa, whoa, buddy. I'm with the car show, not with the county.
Take it easy, buddy.
Easy.
This is your day permit.
That's yeah. I'm facilitating this. I'm not
the issuer. Excuse me? I said this.
Now give me a free damn fried Oreo and shut the hell up.
Oh man, I don't like, do you really need the health department to sign off on a deep fried anything? Yes, nothing's living through that.
That's okay? True. It's like if you're gonna deep fry it, that's
400 degree oil
and you're gonna get the shits because it's deep fried, but it has nothing to do with any parasites or anything, like you're fine. It's
you just can
bad for you.
You can give it to a baby who has zero immune system. You can just like, here you go.
Turn it up, put honey on it.
Write it. Yeah. Oh yeah, don't do that.
Some, what if it's deep fried?
Some
honey?
Madeira bee that made that honey. Never mind.
Damn, it's bees.
Deep fried. I would never even.
How'd that in and out? How'd that in and out go? How was the buzz about the in and out, the spring fling? That's all I care about.
Man, I didn't hear any buzz.
Nobody was like, oh, I'm really.
The in and out. There was always a line there. I don't know if it was our fault or not, but.
No,
yeah, I would have interviewed people at the end of that, like, well, is it worth it?
There's no such thing as an in and out that's like always like dead. Like,
that's true.
That doesn't exist.
I'd be dubious of like the dead in and out. I'd be like, I'm not going to that one.
What's going on?
What's
there?
Wrong with
they must have killed somebody. Yeah. No, forget it.
I want to get a deep fried Oreo. Screw that.
I would get something healthy like a deep fried Oreo.
What if you deep fried an in and out burger?
Yes.
Batter dip.
Fair prediction fried. For 2024. Deep fried in and out burgers.
Better have a pre-plan. Funeral.
Right.
Yeah, what's the 2025
immediate fair buzz? Immediate clogging of the arteries.
What's the 2025 deep fried food of the Fresno Fair?
What's
the buzz
make
about
your
that?
Predictions now.
I mean, we already
had somebody reach out to me about the entering stuff into the fair. They were just like, I want to do it this year and I'm really nervous. And I'm like, honestly, it costs $1 to enter and just bring something. Like, don't be nervous. Yeah. It's really not complicated.
Nobody cares.
Really $1.
You're making yourself nervous. Nobody's going to be like,
that's a processing fee.
And they were like, what's the deal? Like, you know, how are the judges? I'm like, it's three blue hairs and it's random. Mm-hmm. Just pay your dollar and cross your fingers.
Change your name to Mildred.
Yeah. Honestly, actually, that's probably a good idea.
I feel like nobody heard this before.
Sorry. Okay.
I mean, come on, kids.
We need to go for three tangents at this point. Yeah.
That was three.
Oh, we hit three?
Yeah, that was three. But Jesus.
You just talked through this.
We had such a great episode last week. I mean, come on.
We never stay on script. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We have a whole. I spend hours working on the script, and you guys are just like vamping.
You send it in the email too late. I don't have time to read it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Per my last email, this is the script.
Up with the.
Well, listen, the cat's out of the bag, man. Hoppy was just like, oh, well, the unstructured. I'm like, man, don't tell everybody that it's not structured. They would never know.
Oh, our show. Yeah.
They would never know that it was a structure.
So much smoke and mirror involved with the show, you don't even know.
It's true. What, like I said before, the work that goes into making it feel unstructured is a lot of work.
Yeah. That's a ton of work.
Yeah. It's an all-day project.
Yeah. What do you have to share, Nick?
Multi-hour project.
Are you talking to me? What do I have to share?
Nick. Nick's okay. Had
me,
something.
Me? Yeah. Me? Not me?
Yes, Nick.
I want to go back and have an In-N-Out burger so I could come back and report.
Oh, okay, well...
World Beer Cup happened.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
industry cares. So they can
Best hazy. Yes, no.
Ooh.
No
best. What's the best hazy?
Beezer. Old Irving Brewing Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh.
Chicago.
Silver
Suburbs.
Real. What? You cubbing me?
Starburbs.
The Beezer. Best West Coast Western Standard Time from ISM Brewing in Longa Beach.
Oh.
Okay.
Long Beach, California. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nice. Not Long Beach, Texas.
My old home region.
How much longer is our beach than the Texas Long Beach, or is it? Whose beach is longer?
Long Beach is pretty long, but probably not as long as Texas is. Texas.
We're gonna have an old fashioned beach off.
It's a beach off.
Not enough movies about beach offs.
Yeah, only one.
That's true. Why are you trying to compare?
Yeah, it's just sad that the Barbie movie was all about, you know, feminism and being, you know, strong feminine, and then all anyone talks about is a Ken.
You know, I watched SNL the other day and Ryan Gosling was on it, and that was kind of funny.
That was good.
So
that guy,
Texas Long Beach Ryan is longer by 3 miles, guys.
Damn it. Damn a bitch.
How did you find that so far?
We gotta get better. Somebody get the Long Beach mayor.
Those are fast.
Somebody get the Long Beach mayor on that line and tell him, like, hey, you got to figure out how to get three miles, 3.1 more miles out of your beach.
Oh, yeah. Texas Long Beach is approximately 14 miles long, and Long Beach, California is 11.
Damn it. Can we use Piers?
Like, you out and
yeah. Like, that's a shoreline.
I don't think so.
And the irony of the Long Beach, California Long Beach, is there's oil rigs off the shore.
Yeah, and shipping ports.
Yeah, and it's very Texas-y looking.
I didn't look at this part, but like, is this as the crow flies or as the dog walks?
Meanders.
I don't know. Yeah. So.
Square inch. Every
guys,
inch.
I'll do more research and figure it out.
Nice.
But now I know.
Okay.
I'm done with that now.
All right. So what other awards at the World Beer Cup, Nick?
Best wood and barrel aged strong stout.
Oh, strong stout.
Dripping maple from Kane Brewing Company.
Hmm.
Ocean, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
The
no.
Shore.
Okay. I'm just
go over to the shore. You can be at the shore today.
New Jersey.
Oh, it's trying to show me an ad.
Oh, hold God.
On. We got to get
I've
out of
been
here.
On,
don't
I've,
trust that site.
I've been
oh,
in
no,
the,
I clicked something.
Did you share your cookies?
Yep.
Yeah, clear your cookies, Nick.
Me no share cookies. Pilsner. Best German style Pilsner. Frem Family Brewers.
Wow.
You Oregon. Know what?
Pilsner.
I love
Frem. Oregon. Partner.
I absolutely Frem. Love all their
yeah.
beers.
Frem.
So good.
Frem. Frem. Hood River, is it?
Frem.
I think Hood River.
Yes, it is Hood River.
Frem.
Hood. Yep. Hood.
Drink a lot of that up in Oregon when I
yeah.
there.
I've
been up there like a lot the past couple of years.
Dang.
And that's generally what I pick up at the Safeway. No, it's fresh.
Not the...
Fresh and fruity.
Fresh and fruity, Rudy Tootie.
Mm-hmm. Not the one?
I don't know. They had a market.
Rogue.
Publix. Not Publix. What's their other market?
Yeah, no. What is it?
I don't know. I always go to Safeway up there. My family's near Safeway. Them.
It's like, dang, what is it? Fuck. there's this market that's like, it's like a grocery store, but
Fred Meyer?
Yeah, Fred Meyer.
You can buy your boxers and
it's
your
kind of like,
beer.
Yeah, it's kind of a Walmart. It's kind of Walmart-y.
Food and stuff.
It's kind of Walmart.
I mean, Fred Meyer's tight. Like, I do like Fred Meyer.
Nah, tight food. I don't like him. I think Fred's an asshole.
Yeah, we're tight. Yeah, Fred.
What else, Nick?
That's a short list. That's all they talked about. I'm sure there's more.
Yeah.
I think I got the truncated. The popular styles.
Pop.
The top of the popular styles.
Top of the pops.
What was the best brute IPA?
Oh, yes.
Very active, popular, much talked about category.
I want one hit wonder categories, okay?
Yeah.
Moe is getting into the brute IPA category this year with their.
I want the there's always something there to remind me category.
Is there Moe and Hopped On? Is that what you're calling it?
That's exactly what it is. How did you know?
It just seemed appropriate. That's what it would be called.
That is pretty good. It's better when
brute.
What was the top sour? Like, was there a sour? I mean, sour? Yeah.
No, seriously. No? Short list in this article.
What the fuck?
Nobody drinks sours anymore.
West Coast, Pilsner, IPA, and barrel age. And then they make you go do other things.
Jump through ad hoops.
Yeah. Continue reading article.
Is there still a person that drinks a sour?
Private information.
Have you heard of somebody drinking a sour beer in the past five years?
Yeah, I've read stories.
You read stories? It's just bloggers now that drink sour beers. So they can
I love sour. I have ulcers. I do like sours.
What do sours?
It's okay. I took a Nexium yesterday. I'll be fine.
They're not, you know, I mean, I've had this conversation before on the podcast, but quick sours and people who are suddenly like, oh, sours are popular. Let me make a sour really quick while not knowing what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Gave sours a bad name and a bad rap.
Affects my entire brewery? Sure.
Yes. Yes. That, you know who I'm talking about. Those people.
Oh.
Them.
Bastards.
Them. Cool.
Fwim.
That's weird. Yeah. 5591 took gold on sours.
Shut the fuck up. That's not real.
Unintended sours. The unintended sour category.
That's so weird.
How much money was handed over for that designation?
Gold's worth of money.
Rad Stacy?
Yes. Okay, guys. So, are you ready for the big news for 2025?
I'm ready.
No,
I'm ready.
More.
So the big news is premix hard alcs,
yeah,
spirits and cans are continuing to overtake the craft beer category. So if there is shit out there that you guys like, if there are breweries that you think need to fucking hang on, you better go support them. Because it's getting wild and weird out there. And really, like, all the, you start looking at, you know, the folks I'm talking to, feet on the street reps, you look at the space category, especially when it comes to colds to go, it is shrinking for the beer category significantly for pre-mix hard alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it is like ridiculous. And I do believe that it is a direct result of people
our laziness
Well, there's laziness, yes, but young folks aren't wanting to get bloated. So beer is like just not a thing that they're gravitating toward. And they want to get ripped fucking fast. And so if they're going to put, you know, $19.99 down on a six pack or a four pack of something, it's going to be pre-mixed Jack Daniels
or ripped.
Some shit like that. Yeah. So sorry to burst your bubble.
Hazies
continue to dominate the shit that's still there, though. So you're welcome.
Season and hard.
Hazies and hard. The dry shelf will continue to be pretty like normal, I think, though, and that's that your cold or not, your non-cold offerings on the shelf, like at your BevMo and your Total Wines. But they are making a ton of way for so much pre-mix. And 805 non-elk is coming out, as we heard from our homie Rye.
805.
Because this is what happens, right? There's like, oh my God, you know, Athletic is doing really well with it. Sierra Nevada is doing well with it. Let's make a non-alcoholic of our, you know, frontline.
Oh shit!
It's not just me.
No. I thought I lost both of you. No, there's Red Stacey.
Oh shit! Am I bad?
No,
am I back?
You're back. You're bad. Bad. No, but yeah, okay. You're right.
Where was
non-alc 805s.
Oh, okay. What I was saying was just that non-alc 805. I don't think it's a terrible idea, but
business-wise,
I do think that the category is oversaturated. As it is.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, 805 is a juggernaut, and
it
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't start an NA 805 already. Like,
yeah, it is interesting. I mean, it's already pretty low ABV, too. And I think that the people who
really
are attracted
close to an NA.
Well, I mean, people who are attracted to 805 are folks who are just like, well, I don't want to get like blasted, but I want to drink all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to.
But I also think they
still
want to drink all day. They don't want non-alcoholic. Yeah.
I still
want to drink all day.
Right. I still want to work a trencher, but I also want to drink beer and work a bulldozer. I want to do some bulldozer work and have a beer. 805 is great for that.
And I don't want to hurt myself or anybody else.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drink 805. Yeah. I get it.
Aaron's like, whoa, is he drinking beer? No, it's just 805. It's okay.
It's just 805. Oh, and now 805 NA.
I'm like, whoa. Yeah. It's an NA. wasn't the beer that caused this accident. I'm just inept.
Don't worry, guys. I didn't actually ever get my forklift license.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with the beer. I just suck.
I think if somebody would ever just actually admit that, like, don't worry. Please don't blame 805.
he's like, well, it's okay, suck. John. You're a little bit, you know, you're a little bit drunk. That's all right. No. I wasn't drunk. I just suck. Don't blame the 805.
Don't give 805 a bad name.
No. Don't Don't blame the 805.
It is all good. Another thing, I really cannot let the actual name out of the bag, but for you Fresno listeners, you local Central Valley listeners.
Oh, I think I know what you're going
to
say.
Are you getting real close to the speaker right now?
Get real close to your headphones. Get your headphones real close, real tight to your ears right now. Get ready.
There is a brewery for sale here in the Central Valley.
I know which one it is. I think
I'll buy it.
I was asked if I wanted in on it, and I said, fuck no.
No.
I do not.
I think I know what it is, and I think it is a... Not Fresno Brewery, but it is Fresno Region Brewery. Oh, it's a Fresno Brewery?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, then I don't know.
This is like real. It's real. Real.
Well, I heard about him. Never mind. I almost said it there.
Wow.
No, wow. You can't say it, Rad Stacey?
I can't say it right now. I can't. But if you reach out to me, I can verbally talk to people. But
I don't put it in writing. Don't put it in a text.
Owner via investment.
Don't put it in a DM or a text. Somebody else screenshot it. Don't.
I know.
DM.
No. I said verbal.
Look, you said it. Yeah, you young kids don't know this, but if you want to say some off the record stuff, like say it in person. Don't be like DMing, thinking that person's they won't screenshot this. They'll screenshot it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Dang.
I was gonna text you guys, but now you're like threatening me with screenshotting stuff.
Yeah, I'm threatening.
Like, look, I got the screenshot. Rad Stacey said it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I hope it's not.
I'm going to peer pressure you.
Uh-oh. Come on, guys. The listener doesn't like this, like, down under the board talk. Listener wants to know what we're saying.
I texted you.
Yeah, I saw. I think your text is probably pretty. Well, actually, that's been known for a while, right?
I know. There's actually people seriously looking into it, though.
Mm.
So.
All right. Well, listener, you will find out.
Yeah, 559 is still for sale.
Keep,
but that's not
it. That's not it. Keep listening to The Perfect Pour to find the updates when we can publicly say which regional brewery is up for sale.
And it won't be that big of news, but it's fun for us to build anticipation.
You won't be going, oh my God, you hear what happened to Perfect Pour today?
I feel bad because I think the reaction is going to be, they're still open?
Right. It was funny because I was asked, they were like, well, what do you think of their beer? And I said, I don't know, it's kind of like pineapple juice mixed with hose water and like some hops, maybe. And they were like, oh, that's not very good. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
Like maybe back in the day.
Like I would,
8 years ago.
I would disagree with that. I think there's some good stuff there.
There was some good stuff there.
Mm.
There's still good equipment there. But you know.
When time
and talent is not continually being put into something.
Energy.
Shit happens.
Energy.
Synergy. We need synergy, guys.
Focus
synergy.
And energy. All right, so wait.
Still a buzzword.
So Rad Stacey,
I use it all the time to annoy my employees.
Rad Stacey, I need a summary for 2025. More mixed cocktails and cans.
Yeah,
and the beer side is pretty much the same. Is that what?
Yeah. So the beer style. You know, style popularity is still the same. So hazies are still winning. IPAs in general are still winning. Doubles, anything high in ABV,
yes,
is still winning. Your big boy singles,
yeah,
still winning.
All right, yes, that's
that's good for you guys.
More,
right?
More on that. Was there any talk about more
424 already?
I do think we'll know a lot more during. Annual business planning, which would be around like the September, October mark of this year.
Yes.
I'll know a little bit more about like what they've finally decided to have you guys drink in 2025. Okay. But currently that's like the trend that it looks like they're going toward. That's the drawing board that we're on. Okay. So more, hard alcohol, less on any of like the normal stuff like pails. Pilsners are still strong and like the your everyday, like, you know, your Coors and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of craft, you're looking at hazies, big IPAs, and, you know, some crispy boys are still hanging on here and there, but they're not like taking off as like a breakthrough.
So,
style. So
nothing, nothing new and exciting.
Nothing new, but you are going to see. I would bet $8. I don't know why I chose that amount, but $8. That
scary amount.
Even with the popularity of hazies, big IPA singles, I still think you're going to see even that category shrink. a bit. You're going to see less hazies available in 2025 than in 2023 and 2024.
Okay.
That's my prediction. That's my personal prediction. I was not told this.
Less.
So
I
we'll see if I'm right.
What about conservation of hops? Like doing, talking to a brewery recently, and they said they're you might not see as many double dry hop and triple dry hops because they figure out how to get the same flavors with less hops.
Right, through stylizing, right?
Possibly. Maybe that's what they're getting at.
Yeah, and I think that is great. I think that conservation of hops is great. I don't feel like the conversation has been consistent with that. But the very fact is, too, is that breweries are recognizing whether they're going to use, stylized technology or not, that you're going to see breweries either bumping price way up and pricing customers out of the market because they're going to traditionally double dry hop or using whole cone or whatever the case may be. Or they're going to stop hopping so much because it's so fucking expensive and they don't want to out price.
And you get a higher yield. You get more beer out of the batch because you're not wasting.
Absolutely.
By filtering multiple times all the sediment out.
Yeah, well, that's a huge amount of liquid. That's a huge amount of sediment. And if you're not a brewery that has like a huge centrifuge where you can take all of that out and conserve and extract a lot of that liquid, it just cost is ridiculous.
Yeah, so you get an extra couple hundred gallons out of your brew. And
totally. Like Firestone is actually one where, I know I poke a lot of fun at them, but they have invested heavily in conservation of liquid, conservation of hops. And so has Sierra Nevada, so has New Belgium, so has Sam Adams. But these big breweries have that ability, right, to put a lot of infrastructure in place to conserve really the integrity of the final product and also get every last drop of what they need out of it, which is great. But these smaller breweries who are trying to make what I really believe is, the intent to make this really amazing beer, amazing, crafty, artsy thing, they're just going to price people out because it's getting ridiculously expensive to continue down that road.
What?
If you're not using other scientific technologies to do so, which is also expensive. So you got to weigh it out. I think the environmental cost to me is much higher than investing in the scientific road of making it taste like, even though it's not going through the same process as a traditional dry hop brew. I know that was like a really long-winded thing that I just went through, but that's
it needed to be said.
I stand by it.
Industry. All right. Well, now now we're gonna look out for what September when they finalize.
Yeah, when they finalize what you guys will be drinking.
If you guys want to have any opinions on what you want them the plan for 2025, let us know because they're listening. And we'll make it happen.
They're listening through your dollar. People vote with their dollars. So it's what you buy at the store. And you don't have to just like buy off the shelf of something that you really, really like. It's all about styles. I mean, you would be absolutely amazed at the way they break down like IRI data throughout grocery stores, liquor stores. Breweries pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for this information to see what consumers are purchasing and when they're purchasing it, whether it's special occasion, holidays, summertime, wintertime. Like they fucking track you guys.
And they can all they have to do is listen to the Perfect Pour for free and they would know they need to know.
We're doing the research for you.
Or you can become a golden god and listen to the tailgate and get even
5 bucks.
Yeah.
5 bucks and
you can get the hottest truck.
Yeah, you can get the real deal. All the real shit. $5 a month. Real shit.
For sure. Yeah, so you vote with your dollar. You don't have to necessarily be loyal to one brand, but we look at, and I say we because for years and years I did this, but we at breweries hire analysts and we pay for that data to know like what you're gravitating toward throughout the year to figure out what to put on the shelf in front of you because you're not that smart. You're just going to buy like the thing that sounds good in front of you and we'll pay a top dollar to put it in front of you.
No way.
Away. What? I'm sorry to like paint it in this light, but that's
Look at the pretty, look at the pretty fat tire label. I'll buy that. Yep.
My husband's heard of that before. I'll just put that in my basket.
Yeah, it's May. It's all about hot dogs and lager.
Hot dogs and lager.
I had a hot dog on Sunday.
Me too.
I put avocado on it like a weirdo. Oh.
You're so California.
So California.
Avocado.
California dog, please.
I have an avocado. Can I have some avocado in my hot dog, please?
Wait, it's avocado.
What? You could get on the show and like if you don't like the direction of the content on the show, you can change the direction yourself by calling 559-492-0542. That is our 24/7 voicemail line you can call, or you can email us perfectpourpodcast.
But if you don't like the direction and we don't like your direction, we'll direct you right out the door.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we'll do one of
let
those.
Let us know what you want to hear.
The avocado farm.
Do one of those little spins, spin you right out the door. What do you think of that?
I love all of you.
Go Bear.
I promise.
And I got to start off by saying, go Bears!
Yes.
One draft pick, baby, Caleb Williams.
Psycho Bear.
Promised Land.
In the Marin, being a Bears fan.
Psycho Bear, because I am a Bear fanatic.
And I love it.
Montana Jim, Tony Bags, what a test. Anyways, other than that,
Tony Bags
been
iron.
Drinking some good beer lately.
Yeah.
So much good beer, I can't remember. Back to Wondrous, and you know that's always great. Actually want to share my yearly event. I'm just heading back from Mammoth Lakes for opening day trout season, and I crushed it.
Ooh.
Limited out in an hour and a half.
Damn. Woo!
Good times with my friends from L.A. Had a buddy flying from Michigan. Oh, he forgot one thing, to bring me some beer. Anyways, manage to make it to Urban Roots on my way up. Had some damn good barrel aged beers. Their mustache series.
Oh, Urban Roots barrel aged beers.
Also, when I got into town, Mammoth Lakes, that is, June Lake Brewing. If you get up there, people, you people from the Bay Area, LA, JLB,
you people.
Solid. Been around for quite some time. Anyways, oh, one more thing. I had mentioned that I wanted a Zoom. And being that I truly might be the oldest person calling in on the podcast,
all
these other young bucks, I got on the Zoom for the first time.
The Zoom!
With
Friday night.
Scotty 91 and Martina.
Oh, yeah.
Radar was great. Junior. Great family we have in Untapped. Anyways, I don't know how much time I have.
Still got time.
Make an announcement. One more thing. I just am leaving a new brewery, Pigeonhead. Pretty good. But yeah, back to that. So I got him the Zoom, and I am going for Radar Palooza, Seattle.
What?
Psycho Bear will be there.
What? Whoa.
Yeah, we have to make this happen.
Anyways. I think I'm almost out of time. I'm heading to Moonraker Brewing.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll see
you.
Wazoo there. Anyways, drive it.
Wazoo.
Auburn.
He's
too much. Moonraker's expensive.
It is expensive. No, if you say that you're going to Radar Palooza, you get like 6 minutes on the
Yeah, you get automatic bonus. You just see a coverage. You're gonna go up to Seattle. Radar Palooza 2024, Seattle, Washington.
That's right.
Seattle. Sit by Lake Washington and drink beer at Radar Palooza. Go to all the cool grunge hangouts.
Ugh.
Go to the Crocodile.
Drink your royalty.
Hang out with Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, Eddie's just sitting there and just like, what do you want to do?
Amazing.
Oh my god. Amazing. That was really good.
A very cool
actually.
Hana Fest happening in I think it's after Radar Palooza down south. Pretty good festival that Eddie Vedder sort of and Pearl Jam kind of put on that I went to a couple of years ago, but just side note. That was the I'm gonna cut that out. I don't like how uninteresting I was there. I'm gonna cut it out.
It was interesting. Don't cut it out.
See, look, Nick's asleep.
Cut it out.
Boring. What kind of plane did you fly on? A boring.
Hey, wait.
What?
Did I already tell the joke, the dad joke at the beginning?
No.
Oh, I didn't?
Okay. You skipped this week's joke for the week.
Did I skip it? Okay, what's leather and sounds like a sneeze?
What?
A shoe. Oh, that really should have gone in culture.
Man, that was good.
But can you rearrange the segment?
Yeah, can you cut and paste it into culture?
Oh, yeah. I could do that, but I won't.
That was Rad Doug's joke of the day. I came home for lunch and he couldn't wait.
Be Rad.
He was
He's like, here. Like, yeah, I know you got lunch here, but let me tell you this. Let me get you in on this.
It's hotter than a whore in church.
Whoa. I love gold.
Good job.
I'll tell you about it in a second. Here, let's listen to this guy.
Hello, hello, perfect pour. This is Mike L. And
rounds from Pismo Beach. What's happening, everybody?
Wow.
Once again, hanging out at the Moose Lodge. I am drinking a gin and tonic in honor of Stacy. Just kidding. I'm drinking a hazy IPA.
And I'm drinking a situational Lagunitas IPA here
situational.
At the
Situational.
Yeah. We apologize in our delay. We wanted to give you on the street minute by minute updates from the Craft Brewers Conference, but unfortunately for you guys, it was a killer event and we drank a little too much.
All right.
Yeah, no.
We'll let that pass.
A real quiet trip home from Vegas to the drop off.
Just a couple of updates, as we promised you guys. We did sit through a lot of the conference and we listened to what's going on out there. And Mikey, I apologize. 2025 is going to be a year full of non-alcoholic craft brews and low ABV.
What?
Yeah, I hear a triple hazy IPA non-alc coming your way, Mikey.
Triple hazy non-alc.
Fresno made. I'm not sure. Only been there a couple of times, as we all know.
Yeah.
But don't let that dissuade you, because there was some really cool stuff with the Craft Brewers Conference. Mike and I were able to pick up some really cool swag. Hopefully you guys got that. Hopefully you guys are drinking that super rare, one-of-a-kind whale of a beer from the conference.
Next week.
Coffee Porter.
Yeah, super optional beer there. You guys will love that.
Hey,
we also send some.
Tell that guy in the background to shut the really fuck up. Treats. You're calling a podcast.
They taste so good.
Oh,
you're gonna love
treats.
Them. Oh yeah, spent grain and peanut butter. They're the best. You should try them, Mikey.
Yeah, we fought over those things.
I'll try them.
They're like a peanut butter cookie. You got to eat one to believe it.
Dang.
With that being said, guys, man. If you've never been to a CBC, if you can get to one,
bro, go
for it.
Gotta go to CBC. Event.
This one happened to be in Las Vegas. I mean, twist my arm every single time to go to Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys also have another thing. You got the homie from Oxnard, Ventura County.
Oh yeah,
Ventura. Gotta remind you guys that if you want to support Pints for Prostrate, and you want to get your cooler checked, or you just want to drink great
I'll
rare
get my
beer,
cooler checked.
You need to drink Pints for Prostrate. Look them up online. It's Rick Like that runs that. They got an OG there on Instagram. Pints for Prostrate. Please look it up.
Yeah, it's very important. As Chew Your Beer would tell you, get your culo checked. With that being said, too, we met a lot of old industry friends. It was great to see some people that work with Stacy, a.k.a. Greg Breen. He's the man.
And there's still
Steve Grossman, Pizza Port Jill.
Pizza Port Jill.
Terrence.
Pizza Port Jill
put on this event at the Red Dwarf. It's a bar that
sounds offensive.
On top of everything else you do in Vegas, you definitely got to go find the Red Dwarf. Seek it out.
Red Dwarf is one of the number one dive bars where they have a simple menu of Detroit-style pizza and 20 craft beers on trap.
Detroit-style.
You might want to bring a bodyguard, though. It's in a real seedy neighborhood, but those are one of the best bars there at.
I'm from Fresno, motherfucker.
That's our update, and we want to thank you guys for keeping up the good work.
Thank you for keeping up the good work. Thank you for checking your dates, because that's very important. Keep your beer cool and
clean draft lines.
Clean your draft lines.
Clean your draft lines.
Bye.
Clean them, motherfucker.
I'm from Fresno, motherfucker. Yeah.
You think I'm going to worry about some Las Vegas neighborhood? Give me a fucking break. Oh my God. Like, don't worry. Keep up the good work.
Guys. Really, you should have said it like, I'm from North Fresno. You think I'm scared? I'm not scared.
The best line was somebody from from the band Puff Cakes. God dang it!
What?
The street. Nick, help me out. The Puff Cakes
and
the
Patty Cakes.
Yes, thanks. Or no, not Patty Cakes. Puff Pastries, Patty Cake, whatever. You know that band right. I'm talking about.
Fatty Cakes.
Yeah, Fatty Cakes and the Puff Pastries. Said, being from Fresno is a bond. Saying you're from Fresno is a bond and a threat.
I mean, that is actually true.
Damn it.
It's like English people who are like, they make fun of the monarchy, but if somebody from the outside does, then it's like,
oh,
you know, that's like, no.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Yeah, so I'm not worried. Like, tell me where this Las Vegas bar is. I ain't worried about anything.
Oh man, thank you, Mike and P Rounds for calling in again and reiterating the styles for next year. Which I did not over iterate the non-alc portion. Man, yeah, it's
a tough year.
Yeah, it's gonna be. And again, if you want to dry out, I have nothing against that. I just don't understand why it has to take over the craft beer category.
Yeah.
There's so many non-alcoholic things that you can
I do believe water still exists.
Yeah. I drink sparkling water. Like, if I don't want to get crunk, you know, sparkling water all day long. But anyhow.
Farts.
I think
that's... And I'm so glad about all the industry folks that remembered me fondly. Or not so fondly. I don't know. Fuck off if you didn't, but...
That's all.
Kindly fuck yourself.
Appears to be all our voicemails this week, but Central Valley Brewfest is inviting us to show up there. That's May 11th. And Stanislaus. Stanislaus County Fairgrounds. We got to go up North Valley there.
Oh my
God. How north. Far away is that? Is that the Madeira one?
It's Stanislaus. Stanislaus, what yes. Turlock. It's in Turlock.
Oh,
that's
Turlock.
Not that far. Central Valley Brewfest is a celebration of craft beer, music, and community.
How many Motel 6 rooms are they offering?
You sleep in the bathtub.
They're not offering us anything other than they're just like, hey.
Tickets?
They're just like, show up. Like everyone else shows up. Like, pay your fee and show up.
Wait, pay your fee?
No. They're not specifically saying pay, but they're just saying like, look at the Central Valley Brewfest. They're not like offering anything personal. It's a very generic.
Guys, I'll go. But I don't want to go by myself.
Okay. Well,
what day
I don't.
Is this?
We don't.
It's the day before Mothra's Day.
We shouldn't have to pay. We shouldn't have to pay.
The train? If we get up, we can fucking hella take the train, Nick. Let's do it. We have to catch it at 6 a.m.
Is there a Turlock stop for the Amtrak?
Yeah, there's a Turlock stop.
That's actually
it's Houston. 11.
Yeah, that's possible for me.
Oh yeah, that's same.
Yeah.
I'll find us a driver.
I was gonna say that the Amtrak is
like real hard. But
take the car.
The Amtrak is on the east side of Turlock, and I'm thinking of the Dust Bowl, but I don't know where the Stanislaus Fairgrounds is, but
Dust Bowl
Stanislaus. It does sound like really intense.
Stanislaus. Yeah, this is a badass metal band. Stanislaus.
It does sound pretty metal.
Yeah. That's
pretty cool. From the F-No to the Stanislaus. So there is Stanislaus County Turlock. Stanislaus County Fairgrounds Turlock.
Yeah.
I'm on the Amtrak.com website, guys. You can cut this out.
Everyone, let's get on the Amtrak.com. Check it out. Check out some train schedules.
It looks like the train tracks are right next to it.
Yeah, it's in there, right?
Well, maybe we can get Joe Biden to pay for the trip. He loves them trains.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's see if he wants to pay for us to go up to Turlock for the day. Hang out.
Finding trains. All right, 6:12 a.m., you guys.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. When does Dust Bowl open? I will say about Turlock, they do have a nice little downtown strip. I respect Turlock as a nice downtown feature. Not all San Joaquin Valley towns can boast.
All right, what time does it start?
I don't know. God, Brad, Stevie, you're asking me real questions. Jeez.
Well, because there's a train that leaves at 10:16, like 7:45.
I'm working on here. I'm trying to see when this starts.
I mean, it probably says at noon, right? Are we walking from the train station?
Oh, 12. It's 12 to 5. Goes from 12 to 5.
Yeah, perfect. All right, so 10:16, train. We drink expired beer on the train. Be nice and fucked up for the beer fest. For an hour.
Labatt's Blue.
Come back home. Be home by 4.
Amtrak loves Labatt's Blue. You're going to drink a lot of Labatt's Blue. Labatt's Blue.
They have Sierra Nevada.
Avocado dogs.
What? I'm not eating any avocado on the Amtrak.
No, you have to.
I value my life.
No, you have to do it.
Hey, but it's only $15, guys.
Dang.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, listen to us, Citra Valley Brewfest. We're thinking about it. You got us with your generic PR email that made no reference to us at all, but just like, here, guys, look at this.
Look here.
Listen, I'll get us in because I just walk up and say, like, yeah, we're here with the Perfect Pour Pod. We've been invited. They're like, and then we just walk in. They're like, oh, okay.
No, they just walked in. They
must just walk in. Yeah, our booth is like right over there. You just go like, yeah, our booth is right over there.
Well, you can do the thing. Yeah.
Wait. What time's the catered lunch start?
You could do the thing where somebody was it somebody on a text or something was the I think I even referenced it on the other show about the one dude that like stole a bunch of beer by just looking like a rep. He just went in with the low boy, and like I'm a rep, and just like put a bunch of beer in his low boy, and then just took the low boy out. Nobody's doing shit.
I've gotten into so many beer fests for free, just being like, yeah, I'm with, you know, such and such. And I point and then I wave like at the person at the booth and they wave back. And it's like,
yes.
Dude, it's like, you're fucking in, dude. Yeah, just confidence. But
you know, like, oh, yeah,
we're going to be a little bit inebriated getting off the train. So we need to like get our act together, make sure that we're lockstep with this whole thing.
Yeah, let's get our let's get our story straight right now. So it's significant others. We had a funeral to go to in Turlock. It was early funeral, day funeral.
And we wanted to stop here at this Brewfest.
The train broke down at Turlock and we didn't have anything else to do, so.
All right, so I found the train track. All right, you guys go. I'm really serious about this shit right here.
Nick, did you drink, were you able to drink any beers at Spring Fling?
Barely. Barely right now. The Chipotle only has Modelo.
It's the number one beer in North America. Or at least America.
Mountain Mike's Pizza had a Corona. Not many beers during the car show, but I always take a beer with me. So when the show's over and the general public leaves, I have a we've made it beer. We did it.
We pulled it off again.
And it was one of Hoppy's beers. Was it the High Wire? What was that beer called? We had it on the show.
Had it.
Oh, I could look at last week's check-ins because I'm sure one of you checked it in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't count on me.
Yeah.
But Hoppy probably checked a lot of stuff in. You know what? I have to commend Hoppy because she's so fucking organized. Like, she took all this time to catalog all the images of the beer. I was like, whoa, that was a lot.
She has her shit together. She should have a Udemy course, Hoppy organization course, online course that we could all take.
Yeah, on how to properly use
how to travel, how to bring. She brought
an extra suitcase.
All three of us, our own individual, like large
care packs.
Yeah, care packs.
Like straight up,
from Florida.
I barely cracked into that
Florida, and then got basically a full suitcase of her own beer to bring back. As she traveled with a child.
She said 72 beers she took home.
Yeah. Was it only that?
And she had a baby.
I feel like it was like more than that.
She had a baby and a man to wrangle.
They're separate people.
Right. That's a lot of work.
Not a baby man.
Well, no. Yeah. Two, a baby and a man and a human man and a baby to like manage.
You baby also.
Those are a lot. That's a lot.
It is. No, super just kudos. I was like bowing down. I'm like, holy shit, man.
That's what I'm saying. She needs to do a course for us all. And like, oh, that's how you organize.
And they were all in bags. And I appreciate the Ziplocs because I don't know. I have a thing about like keeping every single Ziploc bag.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. Are you a Ziploc hoarder?
I'm a Ziploc person, plastic bag hoarder.
Plastic bag hoarder.
I'm going to look through Rad Stacey's cabinets when I'm.
Be
Look at this crazy door. Ziploc bags all over the fucking place.
I ship a lot of stuff to my bestie out in Hawaii, too. And so Ziplocs are great for that.
God, I don't have a Hawaii bestie.
When you're trying to hide the weed, sharing California weed and Hawaii weed. I don't do that. I don't use USPS for that. Ever.
Pro tip, don't use UPS for your...
Yeah, don't do that.
Nick, what other beers?
I had another beer Hoppy brought us is the Other West Coast.
I think that's from Escape Brewing.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
We actually did drink a lot of beer this weekend.
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm just bad
good
about.
For, good for you.
I wanted must to be, drink a lot of beer.
This must weekend. Be nice.
I could have used a lot of beer this weekend. The Other West Coast impressed me quite a bit. That was a pre-setup or a post-setup car show setup beer. That was nice. I think came home Thursday night late and drank that one. And then Tuesday, I did a little thing in the river park with the farmer's market. Our Volkswagens were invited out to hang out. So I parked my vehicle in a premium spot on the plaza, in the pedestrian part of the plaza, not the parking side of it. And then I walked my happy ass down to Barrel House and had a couple Big Sur IPAs.
Yeah. And Big Sur's.
It was the Woodstock Festival. And I forget that River Park Farmers Market, whenever they do an overlay, it's like Farmers Market plus one thing of the description that they're doing.
It's not like the whole thing. It's just like, look,
no, we did the one. Like, it's like, oh, River Park Strawberry Festival. It's like, oh, great. That's strawberry pizza and, you know, strawberry shortcake. And it's like, no, it's like one vendor has extra strawberries for you.
Like, there's your strawberry.
There's your strawberries. See? Strawberry Festival. Yay.
Strawberry Festival.
I go take a picture for Mickey Mouse. But it was fun. They had a Santana cover band, and, you know, it was cool seeing cars parked in random places. Random Volkswagens.
Weird places that they normally aren't cars. And it was like, wow, man, they can put a car here. And you're like, wow, yeah.
But they're small, so park three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I did feel bad for Barrel House, though, because they kept their musical act, even though there was a cover band right outside.
It's Julie Band.
Yeah, so they ended up closing the roll-up doors on the brewery.
They're like, fuck you guys.
The people inside could hear the inside act, and
yeah,
the people outside could hear the outside act.
Yeah, stupid outside act. We're here to hear the not Santana cover band.
Yeah, they were here to hear the other guy covering.
The other guy covering other people's music.
So yeah, it was a good weekend. It was a car filled weekend for sure.
Car
low beer, but high cars.
Okay, the Nick 80 on a tap. Rad _ Stacy. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Stacy, we can't hear you. Stacy, you're on mute.
Shit. Sorry. I was muted. Oh, my God. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I had some Modelos.
Oh, my gosh. Like every other...
It's actually...
Every other
can we read them Bodellos?
Boldellos?
Boldellos, yeah. Get it?
Tonight we actually had our end of season Nisi Bowling League dinner at Sakura Chaya, and I had some Kirin Ichiban, a couple of those. Tonight I had the Old Chico from Sierra Nevada, which I already talked about, and I had some of the we were just talking about it, that Hoppy gave us
the other West Coast.
Yeah, is it Skyline?
That sounds right. Skyway. Skyway.
Skyline, yeah.
Skyway.
Skyline Lager. Thank you. Super, super good. Also, the Infinite Ale Works, Belgian Abbey style. Definitely not a Mikey beer. I loved it. Thought it was great. I know. So thank you, Hoppy, for that one. And also the Into the Dark Roast, which is also from Infinite, which is an Imperial Coffee Stout. I kept some of the cans because I thought they were cool. So thank you for those so much. And you know what was really wild? So this this party I went to on Sunday, most of what people were drinking, again, was like the fucking pre-mix shit, all the Cutwaters and all that stuff. I was like, support your local brewers.
You don't know how hard you're 2025-ing you right now.
I know.
You guys are so 2025, and they're like, what? And they're like, you'll get it next year.
Yeah. I had a little bit of champagne, which is usual for me. And
Rad Stacey, don't these people know that you're saying that the generation, they want to get fucked up quick, and that's why they're trending away from beer? Like, don't they know what they could just get, like, edible? Well, edibles aren't quick, but like if they want to get really fucked up, they're choosing the wrong venue for getting really fucked up.
True. I think they're just looking for maybe the quick buzz without the bloat is kind of what, and they like to, you know, and socially the act of drinking, like the social act of that is something like you take an edible and you just take it and like whatever, you're sitting around staring at each other. But when you're drinking, it's active, right? You're burning some calories. Yeah. You're making hand gestures. You're
dancing,
everywhere.
Dancing. You're dancing, Rat Stacey. Don't forget dancing. You like to dance.
You're having them.
Oh, you love dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, Buzz, you're like, fuck, dance, it's cool.
Yeah, and when I say I was at a party, it was like a 21-year-old's party. So
what?
I was just like the creepy old person drinking beer at this thing.
Wait, what do people in their 20s do at parties now, Rat Stacey? What do they do?
It seemed to be that they would sit around talking about how weird it was during the pandemic and just get fucked up.
Pandemic kids.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and play video games.
They prefer the term pando.
Pando. I didn't hear anyone say pando, but I also wasn't talking to the young people. I was talking to the old people. It was very segregated.
I think they say
fellow elders.
I think they say pando. I'm not real sure. I don't know.
I mean, I was really one of the only ones drinking beer, to be honest. The other old folks were drinking vodka and orange
Jesus,
juice.
Jesus, what's wrong with you people? Stop it.
Beer. Like limited time offer.
We
got much time left. We need
beer
to get
you
now.
Beer gives you a more even buzz for a longer period of time. What's with you people that just want to rush to your buzz? Like, I want to buzz and then want to pass out. Knock it off. I'm telling you.
Forget this cruel world.
I really don't like 2025 at all.
Cruel world.
Do we have any news about 2026, Rat Stacey? Because I'm really bummed about 2025 right now.
Can you
forecast for us?
This will make you feel better. Everything is a fucking pendulum, okay? Everything is a pendulum.
It's a metronome.
We're going way over here to premix hard alcohol, but the pendulum's going to come back. And then we're going to drink a bunch of crispy boys and then we're going to go back to
that's how bad it is. Like
double IPAs, dad IPAs.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, dad IPAs.
My time to shine.
That's how bad it is. Like I will accept crispy boys being the popular thing over like hard can alks. Like, God, jeez. There's no soul to a fucking canned elk, mixed canned elk beer.
Are we in our synth generation?
Wait, should we
beer?
Should we pivot the show to canned elks? Is that what we should do?
Maybe.
Oh,
perfect.
Pivot it to just like flavor of the month.
Jelly of the Month Club.
Jelly of the Get Fucked Up of the Month.
Get Fucked Up of the Month.
This just makes me want to get on a freeway overpass and stand.
No, and there's always going to be purists, right? And I think that we are those, even though you like hazies and I don't. And I like sours and you don't. And I like Belgians and you don't. It doesn't matter. We're still like in this craft thing together.
There's a lot of stuff Mikey doesn't like.
We're in a family. Well, it's the same thing as like, you know, you have a lot of cousins. You have a lot of cousins that you're like, I don't know about that, bro. But like
cousins that you don't like.
Yeah, no, I actually like all my cousins. I'm not even like being sarcastic by that. But like, but you know, there's like things you don't agree with them about. But you're like still like they're my cousins, so don't fuck around. So it's the same thing in the beer. It's like everybody's my even the Belgian enthusiasts. They're my cousin. Sure, like, that's cool.
Rheingeistes, but.
Yeah, it's not.
They're
yeah,
still here.
We're still in family.
The same category.
We're still family. So, like, I'll defend a Belgian enthusiast way over some hard alk fucking bullshit. So,
all right. We're starting a cruise line, and it's going to be patterned after the IPA boat journey.
It's going to be called Soft Alk.
Soft.
Soft.
No, we're gonna. It's going to be a six month boat cruise of Belgian really shitty IPAs.
Yeah, all room temperature,
room tip,
mildly hopped IPA. Yeah, room tip. All you can eat buffet.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be signing up.
It's the 7-day basket beer cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
They're all gonna be hopped with rosemary.
So excited! Can you imagine the
every
farts
basket's on a gyroscope just to prevent.
We're having blood sausage and basket beer.
We got all your beers, Rad Stacey.
I had one more. All one right. I actually checked into Untappd,
whoa,
which was the Kitty Vitty 1892 traditional ale. I appreciated it. They were just like, this is a traditional ale.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't fucking like it, then you're
wrong on the boat.
How traditional was it?
So much like Taco Truck. Like it tasted like Taco Truck, which I appreciate because I like Taco Truck and right? Ale. So
I enjoy Taco Truck flavor.
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe I paid three times as much for this beer in Newfoundland that tastes like Taco Truck, and I put it in my luggage and brought it back. And who even knows what the cost was after all of that?
But fancy taco.
It was delicious.
But also taco truck.
Did you sweat it when they put your baggage on the weighing machine where you're like, oh shit, here we go.
Yeah, a little bit. So the best part about that was we knew that my kiddo's bag was the lightest one. And Doug was like, you put yours on last in case we have to take shit out of ours and put it in your.
Yeah, that's right. in case we have to put all your shit in the trash.
And then I was like, oh shit, they're weighing it by kilograms and I don't understand anything, but they just put it through. They just put it through and they're like, yeah, you're good.
Sneaky Canadians are like, oh, we weigh things in kilograms. And the Americans were like, that takes so much brain power to switch over to the metrics is that we just like, you know what? Never mind. Whatever.
Well, or you could just download
I was trying
an app
to tell everybody. No. I was trying to tell everybody, I was like, man, you guys using kilometers out here, you'd get there so much faster if you used miles because there's less.
Yeah.
Just saying. Like when you're trying to go somewhere.
You just get there fast. Like, yeah, what's the problem?
Oh, it's 500 kilometers from here. Well, yeah, it's only like 300 if you use miles. You guys are stupid.
Yeah. Duh.
Lame. Yeah. 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 Think about this. Who's right? America or the rest of the world? Who's right? Who do you think's right in that?
See, a math system based off of tenths or 3/32 of an inch. That sounds great.
That's right.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. You're stupid, world. We figured it out. We're America.
Trick. Dumb.
Dumb. We're like, dumb.
Except when it builds a diesel stick shift.
First thing, that's when things started going off the rails. Like everything was like, you know what? We figured it out, America. Then some guy's like, you know what? we should do a diesel stick shift. And like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're starting to get stupid here, guys.
Yeah, and it was all getting recalled in kilometers, which I didn't understand.
So is that now or later that it gets recalled?
Tangent.
That's all I got.
All right.
How many tangents did we hit this episode?
I don't know.
We're at like seven.
I was at Porch Fest, Fresno, California's Porch Fest, where we take an area of our city and everyone can have a band on their porch and everyone just walks around the neighborhood looking at bands playing on people's porches. Literally, that's what it is. And it's the best day in Fresno, as far as I'm concerned. And
you're trying to drive around and live your life.
Yeah. unless you don't like it and you're like, oh my God, what are these people?
I forgot about it and got stuck in it. I was like,
I'm stuck in Porch Fest and I can't get out. I'm listening to bands I don't want to listen to.
I swear to you, I was trying to support local by going to Chase Flower Shop. I got there at 2:30 and they closed at 2. And then I'm trying to get back home and I was like, hey, I'm just trying to cross. Like, I even rolled down my window and I said, hey, can I just get through? Like, I'm not trying to stop at this Porch Fest bullshit. And he was like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Flipping me off. And I was like, wow. You. I'm like, you know what?
Anti Porch Fest.
Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really wasn't trying to stop and listen to that bullshit. I really
wasn't. For free?
Yeah, you're trying to listen for free? Like everyone else? Yeah, but like you're trying to listen for free.
But you're listening.
I was over on like Home Avenue and it was smooth jazz. So I don't know what was going on, but I wasn't here.
Every porch has its own
KFSR booth.
Is that what it was?
You got the KFSR porch.
I tell you what, I was trying to just clock it 50 miles an hour out of there. I was like, out of my way.
Well, at Porch Fest,
everyone looked like they were having a great time.
A Fresno County brewer, Crow and Wolf, Reggie 559, gave me a beer, and I drank an open container in the streets of Fresno.
Ew.
Not roped off, not legal. I just sat there in the middle of the street and drank a can of beer. Yeah. Huh? What do you think of that?
In Fresno, you were in Tower District. It was different.
What do you think of that, people? And it was an Imperial IPA. It wasn't some lightweight bullshit.
It wasn't an NA Imperial.
It wasn't an NA Imperial NA. Imperial. It was a real live double IPA. And I drank it and it was great. Had a great day.
Double zero.
And then
I feel like you're still riding on that.
I'm still feeding off that from 3 days ago. I'm still buzzed. Mind Haze Cosmic Crusher from Firestone Walker, because it's the biggest, the highest Alk's lowest priced beer at the market is Mind Haze Cosmic Crusher. Look it up.
You must purchase all the Alk's.
Look it up. Tall boy. Lot of Alks, cheap price. How can you go wrong? And then, you know, whatever. I started this show off with that Skyway from...
Skyway, that's what I was... Yeah.
Yeah.
Skyway.
There you go. The Nick 80, Rad_Stacy with an E, and Dorktown on Untapped. And right, we're almost there. Shh, everyone. Shh.
Okay, I'm sleeping.
I'm not sleeping. You're sleeping.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Cheers.
Thank you, Paul. I don't think I've announced the beer I've been drinking. It's an Urban Roots Karma Dog from Wazoo Corvette.
What? Oh, cute, it's Karma Dog.
It's hazy, and it's got a little Karma Dog.
Does it taste cute? Because it
tastes
cute.
So cute.
It tastes cute. Oh
gosh, this
it looks hazy.
Cute. Yeah, it is.
Essence of Porky Butt.
So hazy.
So hazy.
Murky.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to Florida Steve. He had a birthday last week. Question mark?
I think we already cheers him, but that's fine.
Did we cheers him already? Oh, thanks a lot. Cheers to the Hoppy family. They made it back safely to the Florida.
Yeah, last if you kind of ramble with your listening, last week we had Hoppy Libations in the studio, and we were all of us were in the studio, so
we saw each other. Back.
Yeah, we saw each other in person.
It was weird.
Yeah,
they
do exist. Yeah, we creeped each other out equally.
This is not AI.
Decided, I rolled in late in my active wear from bowling. Yeah. I was real impressed.
Active bowling wear.
We noticed. Yeah.
And then, so we probably won't see each other until episode 600. So go back. Oh. And listen to it.
Yeah. Don't get any wild ideas and just show up. Oh,
I guess the show's back. No, we're not back. more cheers, Nick.
Cheers to anybody that came to the show this weekend. I wonder if there are any Perfect Poor listeners that came to the show.
The biggest car show in the Central California. Right?
We could be.
Just say you are. Like, it's just, yes, yeah. We are. It's the biggest.
Yeah.
According to Nick, the largest car show.
And possibly one of the oldest. This was our 29th
wow
anniversary.
That's very cool. Nice. Yeah.
So, double.
So, get prepared for that Spring Fling 2025, where you can bring your hard mixed alcohol cans to Spring Fling.
As long as you know you got to pour it in a solo cup.
Oh, okay.
We cannot, or brown bag it. We cannot know that there's
alcohol. I got a brown bag my hard mixed alcohol cans.
Yeah.
Did I send you guys the AI country song about like beers, guns, and boots that somebody, no. It was like a hit country song about, no. It was like, I got beer in my boots and guns in my butt. It was like
guns in my butt. In my butt.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know how the guns
song.
Got in the butt.
That sounds like a country song.
Cheers to AI for creating some real bangers.
Yeah. Finally, AI is good for something.
Do we need artists anymore?
Not if they can come up with gold like that.
Cheers to Wazoo. I'm drinking this Michelini Wild Child Double IPA. It's a Columbus Citra Mosaic and Amarillo.
Amarillo.
The El Spanish.
Stacy, would you like to cheers anything?
I would. I do know that we have a new Golden God.
Uh-huh.
Cheers to you. Uh-huh. I know who you are. I know you.
Ooh.
Brian Rounds, B Rounds.
Our new Golden God. Thank you for becoming a Golden God. Beep, 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 you get all the radical content.
Wait, now, are you worried because B Rounds can now go back and listen to all the tailgate episodes?
I'm not worried. Why would I be worried?
I don't know. I don't remember you saying anything about B Rounds on the tailgate. So I think
said anything
right.
About anybody that didn't deserve it. Why would I say he's like one of my best friends? I wouldn't say anything negative.
Best friends forever.
So thank you for being. He sent me a screenshot. He's like, proof. I'm a fucking golden.
Fucking
guy.
Did it. Okay. Stop and bothering me.
He asked what else he got, and I said something about you washing his feet. I'm not sure, but so next time he comes,
if he wants that, I'll do it.
I mean, yeah. So
we have pressure washers.
I will get you guys your care packages, B Rounds. I am so sorry that I did not deliver those this week. It's been kind of a hellacious few days.
Well, I got something came into our our P.O. box, our UPS store box last week that I haven't picked up either. So, you know, don't feel bad.
So sorry to you too, whoever sent that.
Yeah, I was like, where are they going to drink that?
I'm it's
like,
nice and warm by now.
Well, it's been warm. It's all right.
Maybe it's
yeah, cheers to, I'm glad the Hoppy family got home. Okay. Cheers to everyone who listens, everyone who's part of this community. I think that it just really, really touched me last week when I, you know, came into the studio. We were all together, and just the community that Hoppy feels that you guys have built. I know I have not been part of the show for nearly as long, so I don't really feel like a huge, huge part of that. But it really fills my soul and my spiritual cup very, very full to know that. Even if there's just one listener and you are getting super fulfilled by what we're talking about and you feel good about the day that you're leading into, whether you're listening to us on your way to work, on your way home from work, on the weekend while you're like cleaning toilets, whatever. Cheers to you for listening. And I know that all three of us can say that we hope we bring a lot of joy to your
yes.
to your beer enjoying life, whether it's non-alc or not.
Yep, even the non-alc listeners we respect.
Non-alc listeners.
I mean, it is why we're still doing this. I mean, we're you know, I think in the beginning it was fun for us individually or whatever, our own egos, or I don't know how even to describe that, but like at this point it's like we're just still going because of that core listenership that Rad Stacey's referencing. So like they're really like without that core listenership, that like the Hoppy Libations of the world, like there's no point to us doing this at so thank you guys for being there, because that's why we do this, is because of the community and to 100%. Like reconnect with the community every week. And it's because of anything else at this point.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say too that, you know, thank you also for those of you who invite me to the Friday night Zoom. I don't join as often as I would like to join more often. My job and the things that I absorb on the daily in the death industry really does take a lot out of me. And I do apologize for not joining as often as I can, but know that it's no reflection on you guys or your invite. You can absolutely keep doing it. And one of these times I really will join, but I'm not going to lie. Like sometimes on Fridays I do pass out at like 8:30 PM because I am just gassed at the end of the week. So just please know it's nothing personal. And I really enjoy the fact that you do invite me, and I will join at some point.
That's what's great about the Friday night Zoom is like they're not dependent on anything necessarily. They're just like, come in and out as often or as little as you need to. But yeah, if you're a listener, or a newish listener, during the pandemic, that core listenership would get on Zoom on Friday nights and like just like kind of reconnect, and it just never stopped. It just kept doing it. So every Friday night there's a little core listenership that just hangs out on Zoom and just drinks beer and just talks like people talk. So if you want to get in on that, you can message one of us or one of the people that you know that's on the Zoom and just say there's a pretty simple Zoom password to get in on it. So if you want to
guess it.
You might be able to just go ahead and get in, but if you don't know, ask one of us or somebody else and we'll figure it out and get you on. And just like if you just want somebody to hang out with, like-minded person to hang out with on Friday nights.
Or even if you're just like looking for some community or looking for somebody to listen to or even some ether to talk into with some like really cool folks, that's definitely the place to do it. And you can always send it to our email or the voicemail too. We're here to listen to you.
There you go.
We're not here just for you to listen to us.
Our random tangents.
Tangents. I come for the tangents.
I am here for the tangents. Yeah, the Hoppy Libations got to see a lot of the places we reference all the time. So, yeah, plan your Fresno trip to see all the Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
Go where Hoppy wins.
Yeah, do the Hoppy tour.
Oh.
The Hoppy tour.
You think she left, like, little Easter eggs?
That would be great.
What are those things? Those things where you look with your phone,
QR codes.
Oh, like little scavenger.
Yeah, somebody hides something at like an intersection, and you gotta find it. And whatever that is.
Yeah. My kid was doing that for a minute, and I was like, "This is weird." And I'm too old to understand it.
Pokemon Go.
It's Pokemon related. It's a whole thing.
Just don't go over a cliff, okay, guys?
But it's down there.
Down there. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Yeah, it's patio season, so hell yes.
Hell yeah, yes. Patio, finally. God dang it, man. I've been waiting a long time for patio.
Telling you, it's warm. If you need to stock up on your deodorant, do that.
Citronella candles and deodorant.
And that.
And there you go. You're good. But be safe about it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But before you do all that, you got to what?
Clean underwear.
Well, yes, Mom.
And check
your
dates.